It's Tuesday, the 9th of August, 8 a.m. Pretty much overcast, so there's some little patches of blue sky above, but we still have a strong wind. Not as bad as it was, but still gusting regularly. It's cool this morning, not cold, it's cool. It's not because we're not getting enough sunshine to maintain a heat in the ground and in the buildings, etc. Someone said yesterday, a friend of ours told my wife that we were possibility of snow yesterday and then 2 weeks of great weather. Okay, so no snow yesterday and absolutely no danger given the temperatures. It wasn't warm, but it's at the lowest it was 14 degrees. And okay, so where's the 2 weeks of glorious weather? Not even started, doesn't look like it's going to start. Oh, these weather forecasts and rumours. I guess I'm just in a cynical mood this morning. So what's new? Oh, the garden needs a massive tidy up. It really does. Goodness sake. Yes. The plants have invaded the grass. I didn't have much to begin with. But, yes, left to their own devices. Isn't that a line from a song? Can't remember which one now. And we've seen so many trees that have already begun to go over. That tells a story itself. Not round about here, I haven't seen any. Oh yeah, there's around some. Just little parts, little twigs with their leaves have already gone over to autumn colours. And it's crazy. I mean, it's only the 9th of August. It's the weather though. The plants go by the weather, I guess. So, I slept. I've been sleeping pretty well recently. At least, let's put it this way, I've been sleeping well during the night when I've been sleeping, and well, still getting disturbed sleep, haven't got up, but at least when I'm going back to bed, I'm going right back to sleep again, which is great because it's a killer if you go back to bed and your mind doesn't settle down. So thank the Lord for that. At least when I'm in bed, I'm actually sleeping pretty sound. My sleep app sometimes it gets it wrong, because the other morning I know I was in deep REM because I was into a dream, and the only reason I heard the alarm blow my pillow was that it increases in volume the longer it runs if you don't cancel it, and it was pretty loud the time it actually dawned in my brain that the alarm was going off. Because I was in this dream, so it said that I was awake at that point. There's no way I was awake. I was zonked, absolutely zonked, comatose. So it does get it wrong occasionally, but there you go. Or maybe it's the fact if you're in deep sleep, your body is twitching. Maybe that gives it a signal to say you're actually awake. I don't know. Tea's gone cold quick this morning. Yeah, it's a waste. Anyway, apart from that, I'm feeling okay. Still feeling tired, still enjoyed my head off. Going to go back to the docks today. Well, I'm going to phone the docks today and ask them to put me back on one of my medications that was changed a couple of months ago. not particularly happy with this one. I want to go back to the old one. So I'll try and get that in ready today. And because there's a couple of things that I'm unsure of, and one of them is that since I've been on it, I noticed I've been more tired during the day. That could just be my general health. I don't know. But I was going to say I was happy with the old medicines. But let's just say that I wasn't as tired with it. And if it is this medication, well, it's not done me any good anyway. It's not done me any better than the old one. So I'll go back on the old one. Apart from that, mentally feel okay. Though I do have a task this morning that I don't want to do, and actually there's things that's going through my head that I want to make a big change in my life. In other words, I want to have more to do with my life and time, not just me, I mean with my wife and things like that. Stop doing things for other people. I think I just feel it's time to call a halt. It won't be easy. Oh, why? The airlines are busy this morning. Oh, I forgot. I built my shed yesterday. Well, I got the roof in it. I've still the doors, the sliding doors to put on. But if you step inside, and here we are inside the shed. It's going to be even better acoustics when I close the steel doors. I've got my seat in. I've not got the floor in yet, but I've got the seat in. Garden seat that I will be using, but I have to give it a jet wash first, because if it's sitting outside in the elements, let's just say it's a lot of bird poo streaks on the fabric. It's okay, it's washable stuff, you can jet wash it. So I've got it sitting where it will be sitting, looking straight up through the doors. It'd be good to get all the garden stuff back in here and still have my chair. And acoustics in the echo chamber of my garden. Handy doing morning thoughts again when the weather's inclement, or even when it's raining. Oh well. Feel like climbing back into bed, or feel like sitting down in that seat, that chair, and just put my head back. So why don't I do it? And as I said, although it's dried in, it's still dried in bird poo. And I'll resist this morning. Looking forward to having my shed completed and shoved right back into position. It's looking good. When you look out from the house, it looks nice. Green, this green metal shed with silvery galvanized roof. Yes. Okay. I feel another coffee is needed this morning. Maybe a few. Edible. No, I can't eat that. I don't like that now. It's just too strong for my palate, which has been destroyed by that cold flu combo. The strength of coffee I used to like before, now I can't take. It's too bitter. There you go. It'll take a wee while. Anyway. Loads of crunchy leaves from the laurel. Rubbish. That's not autumn leaves, just it drops leaves all the time. Right. One stuck to my shoe. Why is that then? Is there something stuck to my shoe? Apart from the leaf.